Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I love Mondays because on Monday I get to talk to my friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. She joins us. In fact, she's not going to be on our City National Bank hotline. She's going to actually join us here in studio. Yeah. By the way, in case you just missed it, God, this is incredible. This is amazing. The numbers in Chicago of the shot and killed, 11 killed, keeps going up almost every hour. Almost every hour. Nah, it's true. We'll bring you the latest here in just a couple minutes. No, but you know what's so sad? Where is the Reverend Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all these people? When you've got just one weekend and the numbers keep going up. It really is sad. And there's nothing that the city, you know, the mayor Rahm Emanuel has it's the mayor's jobs program, which is taking kids off the street. I mean, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And by the way, joining us in studio, no less. No, this is not a City National Bank guest hotline deal. This is her in the flesh right here in our studio. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. You know, when I started to introduce her, I knew it probably would. She was probably sitting in her car going, oh, my God, I got to get there. Good morning.
I think it's the first time I've ever been late in studio.
No, you're fine.
You know what?
You're
fine. It's Monday, and I took the wrong exit.
It happens, you know? Mondays are like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's see. The numbers keep going up. What is this? 74 people shot. 11
Sweet
people.
Home, Chicago.
11 people killed. And the mayor, the governor, nobody can stop this. Who can stop it?
Sure, you can stop it.
How do you stop it?
It's an epidemic. It's an epidemic that's grown out of control, specifically since Rahm Emanuel has been there. Now, I watch those stats. I go to heyjackass.com every day, and it shows you Chicago values. And it is the murder rate and the shootings, the number of shootings in Chicago. Now, what you aren't going to see, because the mainstream media will not show you this, is the marches of the people taking to the streets this weekend, demanding for Rahm Emanuel to resign.
I didn't see anything about that.
A plea to the President Trump, even. And many of the protesters were in favor of President Trump bringing back law and order, because what's going on right now is Mexican gang warfare over the amount of MS-13 gang members and old turf. That's what goes down in Chicago.
No, this is a state and local issue.
Correct. But they can start enforcing.
But they failed.
They are a sanctuary city. And they are a sanctuary city, so they defy federal immigration law. And number two, which allows what to flourish? Drugs and cartel.
So in other words, when the president says, like in his stump speech, in his rally speeches, hey, you want open borders? You're going to bring crime. Mm-hmm. You're going to bring murderers. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's right?
Open borders poisons our streets. It contributes to the sex trafficking of children and human smuggling. That's what open borders is about. Open borders is not about freedom by any stretch. Freedom for who? The criminals? The criminals to operate their cartel? The criminals to have a human smuggling ring? Did you see the children in filth in New Mexico that were kept by refugees? It was a refugee camp set up in the middle of New Mexico. Did you see that report over the weekend?
I did not.
A three-year-old boy is missing, the son of the father that kept his, you know, five different women and 15 or 11 different children in the most filthy and disgusting conditions the sheriff says he's ever seen. No running water.
It's really sad. Let me just take you back to Chicago, though. So tell me how we fix it. Tell me how we begin to fix it. Rahm Emanuel has has been touting a big jobs program to get kids off the street, and that's all well and good.
But
74 people were shot over the weekend,
yep,
and 11 died.
Yep.
It's not, whatever you're doing, Mr. Mayor, it's not working. Now, with Posse Comitatus, if the mayor were to ask for federal troops to be deployed to these neighborhoods, would that solve the problem?
Maybe they can look at how Rudy Giuliani cleaned up New York.
Great example.
Maybe they can look at other areas where actually they don't have just rampant crime. You're not going to find those statistics in a Democrat-controlled area like, oh, I don't know, South Central. Wouldn't go to South Central. But I'll tell you what. Chicago, Obama's quote-unquote hometown, his city, whatever, is on fire. Where is Obama? Where's the community organizer in chief? Where is he? I mean, he's building a $2 billion library or something like that, which is now in indefinite hold right next to, you know, his old Tony neighborhood. Why doesn't he build it in the hood? Why doesn't he build a library in the hood? Because Obama doesn't go to the hood. Obama's not from the hood. But Obama said he community organized the hood.
He's from Kenya.
He's from wherever he wants to be.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. So you got all this lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
You got gangs that are literally shooting into crowds,
Sweet
indiscriminating.
Home, Chicago.
So let me ask you, federal troops? Governor can call out the National Guard.
How about they eliminate all of the Black Lives Matter police justice? And it's not, when you look at how they changed, how Black Lives Matter infiltrated police forces from Baltimore to Chicago to Ferguson, it's lawlessness. That's what Black Lives Matter is a part of. It's lawlessness.
Let me just ask you, though.
So start enforcing the laws and stop making the laws progressive and changing the laws to fit some sort of social injustice, perceived or factual.
Okay. So do you think, because remember after Ferguson and after Baltimore, we had this deal, well, we don't want to militarize our police.
Right.
You know, so all this government issue, federal government issue stuff, we're going to send back because it looks too much like military stuff. Is it time to bring the military stuff back? And actually patrol.
You know, I don't know why
places?
We have to have necessarily a show of force is always good, all right? But actually executing the laws which were on the books, looking at other methods by which police departments in New York City, like I said, Rudy Giuliani implemented. Okay, hard to go to Trenton, but you don't see Trenton in the news. Can't go to Baltimore because they're, you know, competing with Chicago right now, two of the Black Lives Matter social justice police forces. The police force has been corrupted by this progressive cancer.
I'm going to say something that may not be terribly popular, but I'm wondering if the leaders in our civil rights movement, if they're not doing anything to correct this, if whatever solutions over the last 5 or 10 years they've come up with haven't worked, I wonder if they want them to work, because if suddenly there is peace in neighborhoods all across Chicago, mm-hmm. does that mean we don't need the civil rights leaders, the community agitators?
I do, because it needs to be a grassroots movement, and people of faith and all colors need to get involved and secure their city. It's a grassroots movement to overthrow either local authority or make changes. It always is. The Black Lives Matter movement wasn't grassroots. It came directly out of Oakland and very well funded. But when you look at, like, back at the time of, I think it was Washington, Harold Washington. You know, I grew up right outside Chicago.
There you go.
And, you know, Black Mayor did some great things, didn't do some great things. However, there were community activists, not the agitators. They were the ones that were associated with the church.
Yeah.
They were the ones that actually the fathers would walk the streets at night. They were a collective force. It was the men, mostly the men and the women, but mostly the men who patrolled the streets and the women who took care of the homes, the women who organized the vote. Okay? And it all came from the grassroots. And it came from the heart of the people of Chicago. And that's what I know because, like I said, that's where I grew up. And there's more heart there than they're given credit for.
More from Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And by the way, we're going to talk more about this. Because every child in America, and the president has said this on when he was candidate, Trump, every child needs to be able to play in their front yard without fear of being gunned down. Every parent has a right to expect that when their kid walks off to school in the morning, that they'll be coming home at night and not in a body bag. It makes me really angry. More coming up. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, as we continue live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764. 1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business. And that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. We're still trying to solve this problem. 74 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago. 11 that we know of have died. More will probably die of wounds suffered over the weekend. And we're still trying to figure out why the people of Chicago don't rise up as one and throw all of the bums out, all of the aldermen, all of the...
No, the alderman thing. I mean, that is really where all the... It's so corrupt. The whole entire system is corrupt. Their re-elections are nearly baked in the bread, so to speak.
Sure.
You have the teachers' union, which exhibits an enormous amount of power and honestly keeps the people stupid because they've just managed the school system in such an enormous rate of decline that it's generational poverty is really what, unfortunately, the Chicago school system creates. And if the parents are lucky enough to get out of that school system and have a charter school or an independent school, then they won the lottery. And so you just have, you know, unfortunately, you have the Rahm Emanuel machine now, which is similar to the Daley machine. But Rahm actually has stood up against the unions on some occasion, and that's why the unions aren't too happy with Rahm. But now the people aren't getting happy with Rahm, and the people have to be very careful in who they choose as their next mayor, and hopefully it comes from the people and not the socialist machine that Chicago has become.
Do you think it will ever come to pass? For instance, outside looking in, one would have to say, well, now, wait a minute. You've got kids being shot out in front of their schools, out in kind of in front of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it we can't have a National Guardsman with an M16 walking a child to school?
It really? I don't even want to see that photo.
I know.
Quite
frankly. The optics are not good. No. But if it brings my child home.
Right.
Safe and sound, and I don't have to worry.
Well, and this is why one of the things that, you know, people don't they underestimate the amount of power they have. And that is why the vote is the most powerful thing you have, because it's your voice and it's your ability, your tool to make change. That's why the vote is so precious. And when you look at the demographics in Chicago and how they house illegal aliens, why is it now the Democrats are turning their backs on the blacks in favor of illegal aliens? Why is it that the Democrats are turning their backs on citizens in the favor of illegal aliens? It's because the power comes from the vote. And what is the vote? Your voice. That is the most powerful thing anyone has, is their vote and their voice. So it's up to the people to use it in the right way and throw the bums out.
Do you think they'll ever do it in Chicago? I mean, you know, ward politics being what it is. I mean, this is Cook County, where people vote early and
often.
Like
I said, yeah, it all comes down to, you want to talk about the disenfranchisement of voters? Citizens are being disenfranchised right now, from San Francisco to Chicago. Chicago actually is allowing illegal aliens to vote. And I think it is
school board.
Too. And oh, it's always the school board. Isn't that funny? Oh, it's a school board in San Francisco, too. What a coincidence. Oh, it's only the school board elections. Who holds the most power in those areas? The school board. Who heads the school board in Chicago? A big, fat socialist. And when I say fat, I mean obese.
Megan Barth joining us.
The woman could use, you know, her $173,000 salary, a portion of it on a gym membership, and take a step away from the buffet.
Megan Barth, who looks like a personal trainer, because she is, I guess, joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. We're running a little short in this segment, so I want to carry this over.
Mm-hmm.
You operate a lot online.
Mm-hmm.
You use social media a bunch, mm-hmm. more than anybody I probably know. And yet we see people like Alex Jones being kicked off of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Is this happening to you guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Facebook has really been jacking us around lately, and we've got 111,000 person network. It's about 111,300 activist network called Stop the Scalpings on Facebook. And normally when we post, we can get up to 2,000 likes, you know, views. We can, you know, we can watch all of the data, you know, which we do. And last week, man, while everyone was talking about Twitter, Facebook was jacking with us big time. I was also shadow banned on Twitter. You know, our voice as conservatives.
For those that don't know, explain what that is.
It means, like, if you go into a search and you type in a person's name, you weren't coming up. So it would be something completely different.
And it's called what?
Shadow banning.
Shadow banning.
Or my tweets just simply weren't being seen because of changes of algorithms. Maybe it had a trigger word, you know, by Trump. You know, maybe Trump triggered the shadowing. And so this type of information manipulation, which is exactly what this is, that tech has engaged in against conservatives, deserves the utmost congressional scrutiny, because they are censorship machines. They aren't freedom of information machines any longer.
Well, and in fact, Mark Zuckerberg, I've got proof. I have got proof that Mark Zuckerberg lied in front of a Senate committee. We'll talk about that. And by the way, it may well be that they've been jacking with Megan Barth and ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us in studio. I got to find out. Clearly, people are running away from Facebook. I mean, their
numbers have gone down.
Oh, just dramatically.
And look what happened to them because of their privacy issues and because of their censorship issues to their stock. You know, the largest tumbling stock in stock market history as far as
what it
looks
like
volume.
$1 billion or something.
Yeah, something like that. It was like 19% of the value, and then Amazon also slipped.
Well, and they had a great Amazon days, whatever that is, when they had that sale. But I want to ask.
Excuse me, Twitter, not Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon.
Yeah, Twitter took a bounce because they were censoring conservatives and admitted that, you know, we aren't shadow banning. Oh yeah, I guess we are shadow banning. And then they say they're not, and then they put out a statement, and it basically says that they are. So yes, they're censoring conservative voices. And that they are not a free flow exchange of information. And this is how, under the law, actually, I think it's the, I'll have to look at it, I can't remember, some clause it's created, Communications Decency Act. They are protected by the Communications Decency Act from libel because they claim to be a neutral platform, which is a free flow of information.
But that's what they say. And in fact, Mark Zuckerberg went before Congress and testified. And I'll remember this to the day I die, that he said, you know what, we are a platform for all ideas. And I kept thinking, oh, wait a minute, all these conservative groups that
and what
say...
What about Diamond and Silk's ideas?
Diamond and Silk.
That was just a glitch. See, this is how...
Our 20,000 new employees will fix that. Yeah, sure.
And you have Democrat congressmen like Jerry Nadler, for example. I think he's from New York.
Yep.
Total leftist. Comes out and says that, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Yeah, it's just. And now all of these companies have admitted. So and that's always the left's default. Have you noticed that? Before any investigation, they call everyone conspiracy theorists and then automatically say it was debunked. And I'm like, well, debunked by whom? And so, again, you have very well paid Democrat senators, very well paid by the lobbies. You know, Google gave $1 million to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, follow the money.
So where is it? The latest story today that apparently Alex Jones is being... Are you a big Alex Jones fan? Or?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, and I'm not either. But I respect his right. To express himself. It's called the First Amendment. Kind of important in our country. And I guess my question is, if Alex Jones can't get on Facebook, then where can he get on?
That's a good question.
I mean, is there going to be a new Facebook?
Well, there is.
That really lives up to what Mark Zuckerberg perjured himself in front of a Senate committee when he said, we are a platform for all voices. That clearly is not true. Because not Alex Jones's voice, and again, I don't know that much about him. I don't listen to him that much. I don't watch him that much, but I think he shouldn't be kicked off of Facebook or anywhere else.
Well, and that's the whole point of the First Amendment and how the left continues to just bastardize the First Amendment and manipulate it, you know, with hate speech. Well, why isn't anything they say hate speech? What about the South Korean racist that the New York Times hired, who literally said she wanted to cancel white people? Well, I guess when you're a South Korean racist, you can get a job at the New York Times. But if you're a conservative white female like me, who's not a racist, I can't get a job at the New York Times or even published to the New York Times or published anonymously like she will be now in the New York Times as part of the editorial board. So this little racist has a place at the table at the New York Times. She's allowed to influence opinion anonymously. Matt Gaetz, a congressman from Florida, gets shadow banned by Twitter. No one can find Matt Gaetz's opinion on anything on Twitter.
Is that right?
Yes. And that's
why
Matt Gaetz is actually filed a complaint with the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, against Twitter. That is something to follow because the FCC will determine whether or not Twitter violated the Communications Decency Act, which they likely did.
So who is out there? What is out there that is truly a platform for all voices where anybody, myself, yourself, Sean Hannity, Alex Jones, can express themselves?
Well, the only two places I know that attest to live up to the free information.
No censorship.
Right. Okay. Everyone's allowed to participate is MeWe.com. And you can find Stop the Scalpings on MeWe. Stop the Scalpings, STS. You can find us on Facebook and on MeWe.
M-I...
No, M-E-W-E.com. MeWe.com. And a lot of people actually, after the privacy breach, which Facebook admitted to, had migrated, you know, over to MeWe. And I have plenty of friends that use it. I don't use it often, but I'm getting to use it more because, like I said, they were jacking around with our groups and also my Reagan Babe page for quite some time.
And explain what it is. Is it like an Instagram? Is it more of a photo service, but they have messages?
No, it basically is a Facebook where you're, okay, you know, posting and sharing. I mean, it has a very similar, you know, you have to get a little bit used to it. It has its own, you know, type of style. But in essence, it's...
Any limits as far as
not that
words,
I've noticed.
Letters?
No,
figures?
Not that I've noticed.
140? More?
Oh, that's Twitter. So I don't know. But, you know, MeWe, there's no limit. So,
okay.
Yeah. I haven't noticed any.
I know that there are people on the left who want to stifle my voice, your voice, Sean Hannity's voice,
absolutely,
Rush Limbaugh's voice, anybody that's conservative on the radio. Are we to the point now where we need to be mindful? Do we need to start mounting a fight against those that want to silence conservatives, whether it be talk radio, on TV, on Fox News, whatever?
Well, yeah, you stop electing Democrats. That would probably be, you know, your first step, because the Democrats are all on board with this censorship. Remember, Jerry Nadler tells us we're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists while taking $1 million from Google and big tech. You know, tech, there is a tyranny of tech because collectively they have a monopoly. I mean, a sheer monopoly. Google has a monopoly on search. Facebook has a monopoly on social connection, so to speak. Twitter has a monopoly on the 140-character tweet or longer, the immediate sharing of information and the genre of it. And so, yeah, this is a monopoly, and I do believe, you know, as a conservative, we always want less government, but we also don't want to be lied to. And what the these tech tyrannists claim to be are protected by is a freedom of flow of all information, and yet they've admitted that they censor. So censorship has no place in this country.
One of the things I want to play for you is this: Brian Stelter.
He's the media critic
for CNN, but he wouldn't even go on CNN with this one. He had to go to the BBC.
He's a Media Matters hack. You know that?
Is he really?
Absolutely.
Well, I didn't know that.
I haven't proven it yet.
Well, now they're out there trying to sell this thing that because of these wonderful crowds that come out to Trump rallies in Ohio, in Florida, in Wilkes-Barre. And by the way, the president has promised that as we get closer to November, he'll be out 5 and 6 days a week talking to crowds like this. But now there's this fear. Here's Brian Stelter on BBC fearing here's the president. This was in Ohio over the weekend.
Well, I think the president has been singing the same tune about the media for 2 or 3 years, but he's doing it now in a much louder way. He's practically screaming at these rallies, and he's holding more and more of these rallies. Mm-hmm. So there is a renewed sense of concern about how his behavior, the behavior of the crowds that surround him, and his talk of enemies of the people. Obviously, all patriotic Americans know that the American press is not the enemy of the people. Mm. It's a rhetorical device that the president is using, and he's ratcheting up because he wants to run against the media in the U.S. midterm elections, even though we are not on the ballot. To answer your direct question, you know, I don't want to speak for others. I do think there is a cause for concern about security that didn't exist, let's say, 3 years ago when President Trump was just starting to run as a candidate. However, thankfully, we do not see the kind of violence in the U.S. that we have seen in other parts of the world where journalists are tarred as fake and targeted as in violent ways. Hopefully, we will not begin to see that kind of violence here.
Why in this country do we not see it? Because the rallies are Trump rallies. And the president always says the safest place to be on this planet right now is at a Trump rally. I mean, is the president wrong on that?
You know, we're talking about a hack who works at a company full of hacks, run by hacks for the Democrat Party. They are nothing but a propaganda. Do you know that they had 891,000 viewers? They at the very bottom. Like, what would CNN's ratings be without their airport contracts? I mean, they Good literally point. Force people to watch this garbage.
And I hate it.
Yeah. And so Brian,
you got an hour and a half to kill, and you right. got and you got to watch, you know, Kate Baldwin.
He works for the same network that Chris Cuomo defended Antifa. And compared, not only defended Antifa, compared them to the freedom fighters, which were our boys and men who stormed Normandy. Yeah.
Wow.
So the press fears for their lives. They always have to have a boogeyman, right? And they painted Trump supporters as Nazis. But that's not enough now. So, of course, they're going to be afraid of Nazis. Before, it was they were supposed to punch Nazis. That was the whole chant. They were whipping up Antifa, the press. The press was using violent rhetoric against conservatives. And so now all of a sudden they're afraid to go to a Trump rally. Give me a break.
Well, this is amazing. Let's go to cut three just real quick. I'll let you hear the first few seconds and then we'll bail out of it. This was Laura Ingraham with Howie Kurtz invoking kind of the new MSNBC rant. And it's not a comparison to Nazis. It's to Joseph Stalin.
There's this one crazy moment today of many crazy moments on television involving our friend John Meacham, historian, and also Chuck Todd. It seems like they've moved from invoking Hitler, as far as Trump goes, to now invoking another famous dictator. Let's watch.
It's simply a Stalinist phrase, for God's sake. It comes out of right. totalitarian regimes to declare that a free press is the enemy of the people. It's in their self-interest to stop playing this totalitarian card.
Tonight, I'm obsessed with President Trump's repeated Stalin-era assertion that the press is, quote, the enemy of the people.
Enough of that.
I mean, first of all, the president say the free press is the enemy of the people. He said fake news is the enemy of the people. And see, this is how the press tries to get away. I was watching Chris Matthews yesterday. And I was like, has anyone seen a dead horse yet? Because Chris Matthews was just beating that point. Yes, just whipping it. And I can't believe, John Bolton, I can't believe that he believes that the press is the, enemy of the American people. That's not what he said. However, the press is, fake news, is the enemy of the people when the press becomes propaganda artists of a political party. When they publish anonymous sources as fact, when they have to issue dozens and dozens and dozens of retractions, more retractions have been issued, actually, in this presidential cycle than I believe any other cycle previous to it by the press. I didn't hear the press screaming. I didn't hear Chris Matthews. I didn't hear Brian Stelter or whatever his name is or Chris Cuomo wringing their hands when Obama spied on James Rosen and tapped the computer and phone network of Cheryl Atkinson.
Wow.
Was Obama asking Stalin-esque when he was going after political reporters that weren't towing the line of the administration?
Who's the Fox News reporter?
James
Rosen.
Yeah, James Rosen. His parents' phones were even tapped. Did you hear the
that's
screams?
Scary. That's like secret police.
Did you hear the
scary.
Screams by the Mina birds of the left that use that phrase over and over again? Did you hear them come out against the Obama administration? No.
I've only got 2 minutes. I got to ask you. Problems in the White House. Ivanka doesn't agree with the enemy of the people thing. And when it comes to LeBron James, there's a difference of opinion between the president and Melania. You worried about that?
No, because we're not all, monolithic creatures that have to chant the same chants of the socialist left, that have to repeat the same talking points as the socialist left. We are all free-thinking people. We can have our own ideas and we can draw our own conclusions.
Okay, before I let you go, you are now affiliated with a great organization that I've known of for a number of years, Media Equalizer, and this is... an amazing, amazing organization. I want to find out what you need from people. I know that you have activists all across this country, but I want you to speak directly to what you need, what you want people to do.
Well, we just turned our year anniversary. It was in June. Seems like a lot longer than that. But we've been at the fighting lines, fighting censorship, the censorship campaign of the left when they came after Sean Hannity. We really were formed because we knew that if they took Sean Hannity's scalp, he was just the first of many dominoes to fall. And this is a censorship campaign. So you can find our work at mediaequalizer.com, and there is a donate button. And we would love for people to donate because our work is not free. We do a lot of, we hold the media accountable. We have 112,000 activist network on Facebook called Stop the Scalpings. We are just starting a PAC.
Ooh.
To say that. So that was Brian.
Political Action Committee.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So redwave.vote will be up very soon.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So folks want to get involved?
Yeah, they can donate. We all anything, $5, $100, whatever you got. We would love. That keeps our lights on, keeps our website up, keeps us going. We're involved in projects. We do a lot, kind of like undercover, so
it's kind of exciting. It really is.
But we do billboard campaigns. We do street campaigns. You know, we know that any political movement starts in the grassroots, and there are more of us than there are of the left, but the left has better funding and they're better organized because
they got George Soros.
They are professional chaos artists.
Damn.
And they're very well paid for it.
And you're going to go see Death of a Nation?
Tomorrow. So
okay.
Tuesday is like, Tuesday.
Oh, you're going to love it. Yeah. You're going to love it. Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, which is absolutely fabulous. I highly recommend it to anybody.
May I say one thing about that?
Yeah.
Richard Spencer, the supposed alt-right white nationalist, is actually a liberal.
He's a progressive.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
See,
and he's unmasked in this movie.
That's how the left needs to paint us. Everything that they are, they project onto us. Alinsky 101.
I love it. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Yes.
That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Mm-hmm. And she's absolutely wonderful. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll sprint to the finish line, live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh boy, I just love this. They call him a GOP strategist. I call him a former GOP strategist. Steve Schmidt has gone over to the dark side, MSNBC, and he was on HBO this weekend with Bill Maher criticizing Trump rally speeches, cut five. This is Steve Schmidt. Here we go.
What we're seeing is five things. We're seeing somebody go to mass rallies, constantly lie to incite fervor in a cult of personality base. We're seeing him make victimization honorable. They're all right. Victims, right? We're seeing the allegation of conspiracy, the deep state, hidden nefarious movements that only the leader can see. We see the scapegoating of mass of minority populations, vulnerable populations. And then lastly, the assertion that I need to exercise these powers that no president has ever claimed to have. This is deliberate. This is an assault on objective truth. And once you get people to surrender their sovereignty, that what is true is what the leader says is true. What is true is what the leader believes is true, even though what's true is staring you in the face. When that happens, you're no longer living in a democratic republic.
Right.
35% of this country has checked out. They have joined a cult. They are obedient. They are obedient to the leader. And this is straight out of 1984 with Winston at the end of the book, when the party official is holding up four fingers and says, Winston, how many fingers there are? Winston in tears says, I see only four. And the leader of the party says, but it could be three or it could be five. It is what the party tells you. And that is when democracy dies in America.
You know, all this thing about victimization. Who was the best at doing victimization? It was Barack Hussein Obama. You are being put down by forces in America. I mean, if anybody made victims of these people, it was Obama. It's not your fault. Here, have an Obama phone. Take it. It's yours. You deserve it. We're going to continue this tomorrow, I promise. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.